That's so happy to see him. Did we have a group of us?
He said, I think Scott was saying, we do that in July, we usually do it, or should we?
Yeah, it's actually in the civil, it's in the rules that we do it in July.
In July?
We can have it on the agenda in July.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I call to order the Civil Service Board meeting for the Metropolitan Police Department for May 23rd. 2025. First order of business will be to call the roll. We have Mr. Scott Davis, Mr. David Leswitz, Charlotte Bible, myself, Elgin Simpson, Mr. Greg Smith, Mr. Dagger, Adam Markwell, and Scott Greenberg for the department.
No.
I'm sorry. Matthew Christensen for the department. Next order of business would be to identify yourself by voice.
Scott Davis.
Jason Letkowitz.
Charlotte Bible.
Elgin Simpson.
Gregory Smith.
Cameron Dedgar.
Adam Markwell.
Matt Christian.
Next order of business will be public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none. The next order of business will be approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held on April 24th, 2025. Motion or comments?
I'll give a motion to approve the minutes held April 24th.
There's an error in the minutes.
Okay.
Legal counsel's listed as Matt Greenberg, and it was Matt Christian that was listed. So would that change? That's my only comment.
Okay.
With that comment, I submit motion to approve.
Gregory Smith, second.
Mr. Daggett. Motion by Mr. Daggett, second by Mr. Smith. Cast your vote, please. Motion carries. Next item of business will be consent agenda. Mr. Markwell.
So for the board's consideration today, we have 13 eligibility lists, 11 open competitive lists consisting of police recruit for April, police recruit NTN process for April, corrections recruit for April, corrections recruit NTN process for April, cadet for April, IT customer support specialist one, forensic laboratory technologist for firearms, forensic laboratory technologist for Leighton Prince, supply clerk, building services technician, and control room operator, and two promotional eligibility lists consisting of police lieutenant and community outreach coordinator. And you have the agenda items in case you have any questions. I'm available for that.
Any questions or comments?
Yes, I had a question. So the testing instrument is different. It's a national testing.
Yes, so we actually have two different processes going on right now. That's why there are two different eligibility lists. So we still have our own internal process, which is the eligibility lists that have the month on them. So police recruit and then corrections recruit. And the ones that are NTN are through the National Testing Network. Their frontline law enforcement officers test.
And are you just trying this out, or has this been going on, or what's the purpose?
We've been doing it since January, and it's been giving us candidates, and it's been fairly successful. So for the short run, we are going to be continuing with it, but we haven't made a decision on how long we will.
What's your goal with that, with the new system, with the nationwide system?
The goal of it was to test it out to see what type of success we would have with it, and also to supplement our existing candidate pool. Because the NTN process allows for people to apply through them anywhere in the country and take the test anywhere in the country as well, and then they can refer their scores over to us. So we are seeing some candidates that are from other places that we normally wouldn't see through our normal applicant pool.
You have a definition of success?
Well, as you see with the eligibility lists for police recruit, each month we're running in between about 10 and 20 on those, and then for corrections, usually about 5. But that's more candidates that that we would have without them. So I consider that a success just in that fact.
Thank you.
Adam, have you had it in place long enough to see what the final product is? Have you had it in long enough to see people go through the academy and see what type of officers they are yet, or has it been?
No, we have not had any NTN candidates enter the academy yet.
Okay, thank you.
Motion.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Bible, second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Cast your vote, please. Motion carries. Section 3, class specification update for senior detention services tech.
So the updates to this class spec are mainly housekeeping. There are some changes such as to the essential functions. So the primary change is to the essential functions. Number 7 was added, which is coordinate and provide support services for section or work unit, resolve administrative issues, and also keep supervisory staff informed of changes. And this gets it more in line with the other senior level positions on the department. Many of the others are, like I said, just housekeeping items. You have them all there. If you have any questions about them, I'm happy to address.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Cool.
On the, so there's one senior detention services technician in the Civil Constable Bureau.
I don't have that offhand on how many there are there.
Well, I was just wondering whether the essential functions are sufficient for that bureau while you have elaborated in other posts essential functions. And is that because the essential functions, the general essential functions are sufficient for that particular position?
Yes, if there were additional functions that were performed there above and beyond what the general conditions were, then they would actually be included there. So for instance, you see the ones like when assigned to post 15, there is one that says do fingerprinting. So they are broken apart by that. So the general cover a majority of the functions, and then the ones that have specific functions outside of that are listed there by post.
Any other questions or comments? Motion.
I move to approve the class specification update for senior detention services technician.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Bible, second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Catch your vote, please. Motion carries. The next 4 items are basically all the same, and unless there's something extra sensitive about them, I don't see any reason to go into closed session.
Yeah, there's nothing more that we have to add other than what you have been provided. So in case you have any questions, we do have Manager Catalina Latore here from the Communications Bureau. So she is available to address any questions that you do have. And we do have the option to go into closed session if you require that as well.
Okay. Any questions? Motion. Item 18.
I move we accept the or extend the probation request or grant the probation request.
Second the motion.
Can we do it for all 4 at once, or do we need to do individual for each?
We can do all 4 at once.
Then that would be my motion.
Just
that we approve.
You got a list of names.
Yep. Okay. So I move that we approve the promotion or the probation extension for Kylie Brower, Fabiola Gonzalez-Rangel, Christina Chavez, and Christy Cleese, as requested by the department.
I second the motion.
Moved by Mr. Lefkowitz, seconded by Mr. Daggett. Cast your vote. Motion carries. Section 4, public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none. Section 5, this meeting's adjourned. Sorry about being late, folks.